Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. p.m. on a clear winter night. 57 degrees, 77% humidity, and I'm hot. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that the two biggest days in my life would be the day I met Estrogen and the day I kissed Estrogen goodbye. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that I would wake up in the morning ready for war with no purpose and no apparent reason. And it really would have been helpful if someone had mentioned that no matter how many books I read or how many herbs I brewed or how many women I knew who have gone through the same thing, that I didn't have a fucking clue as to what I was talking about when I said I had it under control. Trust me, they had to know. In my search to understand this internal-external transition, I sought the counsel of a dear friend, and I began to tell her my story, and she laughed out loud, and I didn't think it was funny. She said, "Baby, that ain't nothing but some full moon madness." Finally, something I could understand, it made sense. The moon is female energy. The moon governs our emotions, stimulates our minds, shines lights on dreams left behind, writes the history of days gone by. And just because no one told me doesn't mean that I'm not going to share my knowledge with you. Full moon madness is like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in 3-inch espadrilles, fire and ice on the same plateau. Full moon madness is like a psychological, hormone fluxing roller coaster and haunted house combined. It's some scary shit. Full moon madness is like wading through quicksand, muddy and heavy, with every hurt and pain from your past. Full moon madness will make you believe the world is crazy and wrong, and you are the only one who is right and sane. Full moon madness will get you life in prison. Just ask the wife who ran over her dentist husband twice for not ending his affair. Full moon madness will make you not care. Can make you forget in 60 seconds or less. Can humble you. Not to worry, it's a slow process. 7 to 10 years in total. But be of good cheer when you reach the end of the plateau and you begin your descent. You will find a new sense of self, a new confidence, thought I had lost it, new dreams to fulfill, a new life. When the madness leaves you, nothing left to do except simply draw on the power of the full moon. Hello, my dears, and welcome to our 49th show here at Blog Talk Radio and the end of our first season here at Blog Talk Radio. So really very excited. No bittersweet here because we'll be back before you know it. You'll be listening to my big mouth once again. But, you know, I was talking with my boss, you all know. And we were trying to figure out what we would be doing for today's show. And a brilliant man is he. And we decided that it was going to be a recap of sorts, you know, and that recap looks like celebrating the people who love Conversations with Cleo. You all know for well over a year and a half over at Podbean and then now here at Blog Talk Radio, where we call home, I often will close the show with the following statement. 50% of the people aren't going to like you no matter what you do. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our joy on the 50% that do. So this show today is a big thank you to the 50% who love Conversations with Cleo, to the 50% that show me love, show me support, who are continually turning their friends on to what's happening on Conversations with Cleo. We are keeping the energy moving through this economic evolution that we have found ourselves in the middle of. And I have to say that this show has been an amazing success in its first season here at Blog Talk Radio. And that is not something that I can take credit for alone. I have so many wonderful people who work with me behind the scenes. I have amazing individuals that have done us the honor to come on the show, to have conversation with all of us. And so, you know, in light, I'm sorry, I'm distracted because there's somebody swinging a 2x4 across the other side of my fence. I hope they're not swinging it at my dog, because otherwise y'all will be witnessing somebody getting their butt kicked on Conversations with Cleo, because I'm a distressed CC. You all know how I feel about my puppy. So today is May 13, 2013. Why today, Miss Cleo? Why on a Monday? What not on a Friday? You all know it's all about the numbers for me. And I certainly would not begin or end something that close to a solar eclipse. It's all about the numbers. It's all about the vibration moving through the planet. So as we open the show, you all were listening to the title track entitled from Full Moon Madness, entitled Full Moon Madness. And, you know, as I talk about the end, as you get to the other end of the Full Moon Madness, you rediscover so many things about yourself, and you do. You have new dreams come to life, or some that you've put away for 20, 30, 40 years, and you get an opportunity to open your eyes and to open your heart to revisiting those very, simple, direct, passionate ideas that at some point in time along the journey, someone told you you didn't have time for, and I realized that once again, I have time for that. But moreover, with all of these other individuals that I have mentioned, my greatest thanks and appreciation and one big rest bear hug goes out to all of my loyal listeners around the world. You all are so, I mean, you know, the words start to sound empty. What I know is that without you all tuning in, wherever I may be, there were many of you who followed us over from Podbean. And initially, we were a little bit concerned when we left Podbean because we had over 30,000 listeners. And to some of you, that may not sound like a big number, but what I can tell you is that, again, those numbers were from around the globe. And to me, that makes my heart leap. However, many of you followed us right over to Blog Talk Radio. So I thank you. So much so that we are averaging more than 4,200 new listeners a month. And that is also much love out to Blog Talk Radio because Blog Talk Radio and its team, because they have an amazing support team, the transition was simple, direct, and very user-friendly. So coming from a neighborhood that you know or you perceive you know, and then moving into a new neighborhood can always be a little bit unnerving at best. But they did indeed make it so, so simple. So once again, to all of my new listeners and to all of my loyal listeners, thank you for stopping by and making time to join the conversation. So, you know, what we're going to do is we are going to be talking. We're going to be talking about some of my favorite shows this season, some of them, and some of the history-changing stories that happened around the world this year. We're going to be giving out shout-outs to all of our small businesses of the week and to my favorite small businesses, as well as to my very, very favorite food trucks. Going to shout-out and celebrate a few of my Twitterverse brethren who have been an integral part of Conversations with Cleo's success. I will bring you up to date on my grieving process. And last, not least, the outstanding, wonderful, incredibly delicious people I have the pleasure of working with, my family, who are my friends, my best friend and partner, and of course, my dear, dear Cece, who is scratching at the door as we speak. I tried to talk her into coming in to listen to the show before she waits to get out into the hot, hot weather. Yes, we will be at 92 degrees here in lovely downtown Lake Worth, so it is no joke today. But we are going to take a quick pause for the cause, my dears. We're going to listen to Speak Up, which is one of the newly released titles on my track. And then at that time, we will bring it right on back here. And we are going to be talking about some of the fabulous people who stopped by for a visit this season and what they left us with and what they blessed us with and the lessons that we kind of came away with from the interaction on Conversations with Cleo. All right, we'll be right back. Gonna let Cece in. When they came to the synagogues and they took the Jews, I didn't speak up because I believe Jesus is the Son of God. When they came to the factories for the trade unionists to break their will, I didn't speak up because I am self-employed. When they came to the cathedrals for the Catholics, I didn't speak up because I am an Episcopalian. When they came for the blacks and sprayed them with fire hoses and chased them with dogs, I didn't speak up because I have never been to the motherland. When they came to the barrios for the Chicanos and pushed them to the edge of town, I didn't speak up because my skin wasn't brown. When they came for the illegal immigrants and threw them into detention centers and separated child from parent, I didn't speak up because I was a law-abiding citizen. When they came for the elderly and disabled, I didn't speak up because I am young and able-bodied. When they came for the mentally challenged and emotionally damaged, I didn't speak up because I have a little purple pill that deals with all of that. When they came for the gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgenders, I didn't speak up because I am straight, conservative, and contented to stay in the closet. When they came to Tent City for the homeless, disrespecting what few possessions they had, I didn't speak up because I have a home. When they came for the musicians burning their music and destroying their instruments, I didn't speak up because I am tone deaf. When they came for the poets and writers censoring their life's work, I didn't speak up because I can't read. When they came for the artists and sculptors, broke their tools and broke their hands, I didn't speak up because it simply didn't interest me. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak up. All righty then. Thank you all so much. I got a lot of wonderful feedback on Speak Up, so mad love out to all of you that spoke too. All righty then. Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. I'm not sure if I have short timer's disease. I don't know what's going on, but I'm all giggly and bubbly and joyous today. And to let you all know, this is an extended show, so you might want to listen to it in two parts. I could have done it in two parts, so that's a whole lot of tap dancing on my end. So we're just going to keep it rolling, so no worries, all right? And boss, if that's you holding on the line, on the board, you let me know when you want to talk to me, and we'll just throw everything out of cycle and we'll bring it on in. You know, you got that kind of clout as my phone starts to die. Don't you love this shit? Technology, man. You got to have somewhere to plug in all the time. Okay, you know, right off the top, my first show in 2013 in January, late January here on Blog Talk Radio, when we made the move, was a dear friend of mine. I have known him for many years. He is someone I refer to often as my brother from a different mother. And he has joined me on more than one occasion on many of my talk radio formats, and he never turns me down for an interview. So as we began the new year, he was running for a city commissioner seat in Boynton Beach. I struggle with the whole politics and the politics dynamic, and I had hit him with something very difficult when he first told me that he was entertaining the idea of running for political office. And I said to him, I said, well, if you are entertaining the idea to run for political office, I will then have to review the current state of our relationship, because I was really being quite judgmental. And during the interview that we did, which was the first show, and it was pre-recorded, even though we were set up for a live show, it was the first show that I did on Blog Talk. And I asked him, I said, you know, why are you doing this? And he got very emotional. And he said he had a lot of friends as well as family who had similar reactions as I did to him entering the race. And he said after he sat with himself for some time, he realized that this was not about him getting into politics. This was an extension of his very present activist life. It is an extension of his activism. And when he said that, a light went off, and I got it. And once again, you all have heard me say it many times, there is more than one way up the face of Mount Kilimanjaro. So I had to dial it back, and I needed to step up my friendship. This man I call brother. So I support him. He was not entering into anything that was not positive. He absolutely was trying to bring some more positivity, some more movement, some more results and achievements from local government. And one of the other things, and those of you who don't know I'm talking about my dear friend, Mr. G. Allen Hendricks. That's one serious brother of mine. You remember, man? I love him to pieces. Enough swagger, enough intelligence. He is a architect, a landscape architect by trade, and very good at what he does, and an even more humble and deliciously funny and caring human being. But when we were doing the interview, he coined the phrase walkable communities. And I fell in love with that because that's exactly what I want to live in. I want to live in a walkable community. Now, long story short, my dear friend Alan did not secure the seat on the Boynton Beach City Commission District 3. They chose someone else, and no harm, no foul, however, comma, you are lost out. But here is the joy. So no one loses out, really, because Alan has not decided to put down the gauntlet. He did not pick up the gauntlet for walkable communities just because he wanted to run for political office. He is a member of the Boynton Beach Community District 3, excuse me, and he has every intention of continuing to move forward. I genuinely believe that he will be far, far, far more effective outside of the paradigm rather than immersed in the paradigm. So out of the many, many, many lessons that this individual has taught me over the years, I once again thank him for the lessons that he taught me through his courage and his activism to run for a city commission seat. So I respect you, brethren, and I'm going to be right there standing with you, making sure that we keep the work rolling and we don't let any entity get away with just blowing smoke up our asshole. They got to show us something, man. Kiss me before you fuck me, you know. Okay, and I know my boss just went to the floor. All right. Also got to send out some mad love to Susan Lerner of Let Me Decide or the Food and Water Watch Local.org. Also a local member of the Greater Food and Water Watch .org, and you can visit them anytime to find out what's going on. Susan came on the show and informed us about the state of Florida's local efforts to label GE and GMO foods, as well as she introduced us to Winona Hodder, author as well as activist. Her recent book, Foodopoly, was gobsmacking. If you have a chance to read it, I recommend it strongly. We are not fighting for the food right now, all right? There are so many things going on out there. We're not fighting for the food right now. We are fighting for the food of tomorrow. We are fighting for the future of our children. I am fighting for the future of my grandchildren, their children, and their children's children. So that puts me at a couple of greats, and I will probably, more than likely, long gone by then. But that does not mean I will not speak up now. I will not take action now. And so I'm calling on all of you to continue to stay connected. We are going to stay connected. We are going to stay informed, and we are going to stay active in making sure that we make our voice heard. Because if we don't, we've already seen what happens when we don't. So there won't be any reason to cry. There will just be reasons to say, point the finger at yourself in the mirror. But for those of us who have decided that we will not be spending that much time in the mirror, so we have enough time to point back at ourselves, we're out there, and we're putting the light and we're putting the heat on the people who make the choices. And then we have to also take our responsibility because we put them in office. Also sending out much love for the education, always one of my favorite women of industry, small business owner, Ms. Luann Laban of Drug Free Compliance. Luann has been on the show a couple of times, and she's always so forthcoming, never with judgment, always forthcoming with the information that we need to know. As you all know, at the beginning of the year, many things changed in the state of Washington, in the state of Colorado, where they have legalized marijuana for recreational use, as well as in prior years it had been legalized for the purpose of medical applications. However, when these laws changed, I thought it would be very key if we brought Luann on to talk about how the legalization on a state level might or could perhaps impact the workplace. You know, 90% of the companies nowadays are drug testing, and another 72% are doing background checks that include anything from traffic tickets to bad credit to make sure that you don't show up on some kind of list somewhere. So it's always nice to have her here so that we know what our rights are and how to avoid trouble if you happen to live in Washington State or Colorado, or you are anyone who perceives or believes or knows that marijuana has many, many, many healing properties. Marijuana could make chemotherapy obsolete, but they're not talking about that until they can figure out how to make the most amount of money on it. Marijuana also helps MS. It also helps children with diabetes, epilepsy. We can go on, and we will, and we will be bringing on individuals that will speak from a point of science as well as a point of anecdotal knowledge about the healing properties of that green herb, also known as cannabis. So we will be continuing to keep up with that and keep up with what's going on in Washington State and Colorado. Same way. So always mad love to Luann Bond. If you are in the HR field, by all means, and you have questions or you are looking for a new TPA, by all means, you can find her on Facebook at Drug Free Compliance. Or you can visit her at www.drugfreecompliance.com, one word. You know, we fell in love with the next guest who has honored us several times on Conversations with Cleo, and her name is Dawn, and she has been dubbed our Seabright New Jersey refugee. We met Dawn after the hurricane/tropical storm Sandy up in the Northeast, and she was one of those individuals. When I first met Dawn, she explained that her jacuzzi was sitting on top of her roof. And we have followed Dawn, and she has been most gracious enough to allow us to follow her process very personally. She has come with very clear information, very different from what is edited and pieced together on the regular media vibrations, you know, cable news, et cetera, et cetera. As she is coming to a place of closure, last I spoke to Dawn, her husband and her had returned up north. He had applied for a job here and did not get it. They returned up north to go ahead and finish out the negotiations on what they were going to do with their home. And then they were thinking about slowing it down a little while. Her husband is entertaining the idea of retiring and moving down here to Florida. I don't know that that gets them away from a hurricane, but it certainly does get them away from some of the more inclement weather that takes place in the winter. So with all love and with all heart, Dawn, we appreciate you so very, very, very much for allowing us to have our nose all up in your business, you know? So let's see here. I've got two people on hold. I'm not sure who either one of them is, but we're going to go ahead and jump in before we go to break so I can also drink some water. All righty. Good afternoon. You are on the line live with Conversations with Cleo. Hello? Hello? Hello there. Hello? Okay, they're not there. We're going to put them back on hold. All right. Thank you for waiting. You're on the line live with Conversations with Cleo. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Oh, he's my boss, everybody. Put your hands together for Mr. LeVan Collins, president and CEO and founder of LDC Management. Woo! Hey, boss, what's happening?
How are you?
I am just tickled brown. How you doing? How's vacation?
It is going well. Tired.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign. That means you were partying. That's a lovely thing. I love that.
That's a conversation for another day.
Don't worry.
All is well here on the West Coast. 102 degrees projected for today here. So, I'm just tuning in to the show and I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay. He's just making sure I don't just do something completely irresponsible before the
You are so funny.
Well, I got somebody calling me from out your way. 702 is the Las Vegas area. But I went to answer them, and they weren't there no more. So I don't know what happened. You're not on two lines, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't know who that is. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here. Don't leave, boss.
Okay.
Can I do that? Oh, I can. Good afternoon. We tried to holler out at you a few minutes ago. Are you still there? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Cleo.
Hello.
This is Tina.
Hi. This is who?
This is Tina, Cleo loved one.
Oh, hi, baby girl. What's happening?
That was me.
I was like, hello, hello, hello.
I thought
to Tina Williams, the woman who is responsible for Cleo love, the more better body butter.
I love that, sweetie. I'm actually calling you while I'm at work. That's why I hadn't pressed one. So I thought I was just listening in, and I thought, well, let me press one, I was going to go to my car. But But then you blew me up, Miss Cleo, so I had to go ahead and press one and let you know I'm here on the line. And just to tell you congratulations on a successful season.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate. Well, you know, you were a part of that. How funny is that? You know, see, this is the synchronicity of life, guys, because Tina's the next one on the list. I was finishing up with Don, and then I got Tina Williams here, more better body butter. And, you know, because Tina came on a Saturday, the Saturday before Valentine's Day. She took her little bit of our time to come hang out and share a few romantic tips and bring us up to date on Creole Love products. How is going with the new Chants and that Paradise, those two new fragrances? How's everybody receiving those?
It's going well. You know, it takes a little bit more for the men to actually come out and respond to it. I think it has to be introduced to them by a woman.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean, you know, it's going well. I can't complain.
That is wonderful. Just stick a really pretty woman holding the jar, and that'll get them every time. Not to my brethren. You all know I love you. I love you to pieces. I really do. And if you were listening to me, you would know that if you go online at www.creoleloveproducts.com, did you like that? That was slick. And you go and you buy the Chance. Go in to buy the Chance or the Benjamin. The Benjamin will get you punani every single time. I don't care if they say they got a headache. It no matter. The Benjamin got snap, honey. That is better than Advil.
Thank you so much. I have to say, I'm guilty of it.
I'm
guilty of it. I just told my man yesterday. Oh my goodness, it smells so good.
You see what I'm saying? I can walk past the jar and I get frisky, and it's not.
That's a mess.
I'm just saying, that's the kind of power it has, you all. That's the kind of power. Tina, baby, thank you so much for hailing me up. Now, don't you get into no trouble behind me. Go on, go get
my door. I had to shut my door. I didn't want to, you know, sound off too loud, but I did want to give you a second to tell you thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your show. And we look forward to hearing you next season.
All right, baby love. And I'm
going
to see you. I'm going out of town, honey. I'm leaving the country.
Oh.
I'm getting ready to go get my relaxation on. You hear me, man? I am getting ready to go and be in a place where I can see the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh,
if I squeeze my eyes really hard, I can see the north coast of Africa. So for those of you geography buffs out there, go ahead, figure it out.
beautiful. I have an idea.
All right, my darling. Have a most wonderful
Take
week.
Care.
And you know, we'll always be in touch. I love you, precious. Thank you for taking the time
to
help me up, huh? All right, baby. Easy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was, let me tell you something. That is a most amazing woman. She is another small business owner and a woman of true finance and industry, Tina Williams, CEO and president of Creole Love Products. Let me tell you something. The massage oils, the candles, the body butters, just really some excellent quality. And if you know her like I know her, you know there is love put into every alchemist calculation that she makes. These
fragrances,
they speak to your soul, you know, and they speak to the essence, and they tap into those things, you know, that you don't really know about. So, boss, have you gone and played the slot machines yet?
No.
No? Okay. He said no. That was always.
You want to repeat the question?
No, thank you. I'm not
okay.
Like Congress. I don't need to repeat it. I get it. I'm going to keep right on moving along. I'm going to put you on mute and come back to you.
Okay.
You ain't got no matter sometime, and you were on vacation, so ain't no telling what you're
about.
You might do on this show. All right, guys. I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause and go get me some water because I'm having a hot flash, and we are going to talk about passion for pop. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a delicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. All righty then, nice segue, because I want to pick up on on Passion for Paws. Ava Rhodes is the executive director for this amazing charity that benefits the families of canine and feline family members. Again, if you do want to donate, if you want to find out anything about what Passion for Paws is doing, please visit them at www.passionforpaws.info, I-N-F-O. There are a couple of sites out there with similar titles, so just make sure that your extension is I-N-F-O. Passion for Paws is the Dun Dun Award recipient for 2013. The Dun Dun Award, Everyone Needs a Little Help, is dedicated and was founded around my teacher, my mom, my mentor, my best friend, Dun Dun. And so I definitely get such a giggle, and it is so much joy, and it's so wonderful to move beyond self and help anyone or anything that is living beyond self, you know? Ava is just one of the most compassionate individuals I have met in quite some time. And typically we are used to these types of agencies. They come on, they play the sad music, they put on this video that you just have to turn the channel because your heart starts to break. Ava and Passion for Paws addresses the issue before it becomes a problem, before it becomes the decision about letting go or giving up your canine or feline family member. They work to assist families in crisis that have canine and feline family members. they try to get in there, help you with the vet bills, literally help you with the vet bills. They don't give you a coupon. They will pay often for the vet bill in its entirety. They conduct pet food drives. I never thought of that, and I think it's amazing, and we conduct them ourselves. Here at Wagwan Entertainment, which is my entertainment company, and Conversations with Cleo. And we are working ever diligently towards our significant fundraiser in the latter part of September 2013 in order to bring more attention on to fulfill our commitment to Passion for Paws. So as always, whether I'm here or not, we will still be doing all of the work that we believe in here. But I just want to give out a lot of love to Ava Rhodes for her courage and for taking that stand. It's not just the easiest thing to stand up and start something. The starting part is probably the easiest part. It's the tenacity and the strength and the longevity is what presents its challenge. But we intend to stand behind her. And for any of you who are doing something similar in your area, please let us know about it here at Conversations with Cleo. Hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMsCleo. You can also visit me at www.conversationswithcleo.com. We are continually updating the website to make it a little bit more entertaining, but always keeping it informative and easy to navigate. Y'all know I don't like no complicated website. Also, piggybacking on that as well, had an opportunity, again, another woman who is very significant in business, very significant in being responsible for what our children and our future will leave, and that is Marie Bednar of Bednar Farms. Had definitely looked for smaller farms in the area, and this is one of the few family farms still left in the South Florida area. She is located in Boynton Beach West, out there off of 441. And I've been, and it was wonderful. If you all go to my Twitter page, you can see some of the pictures from Bednar Farms. And if I tell you how amazing each and every vegetable, each and every product that they produce personally was sublime. I am almost out of my jalapeno jelly. It is time to go back and get a few number of things, I must say. I'm just really, really amazing. I can't imagine how hard they must work during the summertime, but don't forget, they have a strawberry you pick patch. And let me tell you something, it might be well worth it to take an early morning trip before the heat gets to be too much and head on out there to Bednar Farms. It is a feel-good vibration, and the vegetables are sustainable. You understand? They are local and sustainable. So from that farm to your table, if you so choose, into the bellies of your hungry pickney. And as I bring this full circle, definitely must give out some love to Winona Hotter. I mentioned her earlier when I spoke of Susan Lerner, who introduced us to Winona. But when I tell you that this is such a genuine woman, she took the time out of her extremely busy schedule. This woman is a voice that is fighting for all of us. She is fighting for the rights of the future of food and our children in this country. And she is the executive director of the Food and Water Watch. That's www.foodandwaterwatch.org. As I mentioned, her most recent book, Foodopoly, gobsmacking. I don't even know how I allowed myself to go from day to day, from year to year for so long. Just being a bit oblivious, a little bit complacent, as much as I am a foodie. But I'm one of those people who still remembers. You know, people my age and older, we still remember what a real egg tastes like. We still remember what a real chicken looks like. We still remember what real tastes like, period, before everything came about convenience and popping it into a microwave and they stopped using sugar and replaced it with high fructose corn syrup. I'm still not really sure what that is. You understand? I know what caro syrup is. I know what molasses is. I know what maple syrup is, see? I don't know what high fructose corn syrup is. And you know what my rule of thumb is. If I can't pronounce it, I'm not going to eat it. And if I can pronounce it, but I can't tell you what it is, I'm not going to eat it. Because enough already. We don't know what we're doing to our bodies. And we don't have a full understanding of the long-reaching impact. I think we see it all the time. You understand? ADHD is on the rise. This is on the rise. High blood pressure for children. Diabetes is on the rise. We have asthma on the rise. All of these at childhood ages, boom, blowing up like somebody selling tickets to it. You understand? We see the patterns. We ain't talking about it yet. But that's changing. And that's going to change with me and you and the individuals who listen to the show and that enjoy the knowledge that we exchange. So mad props out to Winona. We are behind you. We will continue to raise our voices so that we can speak up about all of these things that are going on. I also, as we are talking about food and as we are talking about health and things that we have to be accountable for in our own lives, I also have to send out some amazing love. And this individual I met this year, and I had heard tale of him, but I had not met him yet. And I'm one giant goosebump, which y'all know, that's pretty intense because I'm usually having a hot flash. And I would perceive him to be a young man. I certainly know that he must be younger than I am. But his story is beyond inspirational. His story will make you angry at times. It will make you cry. It will make you celebrate. And ultimately, it will make you believe that you do not have to die. You do not have to give up, that you can live when any medical profession presents you with the C word, cancer. And that in spite of how bad the statistics are, when you make up in your mind and you chat to your creator and then you move forward, trust me, my dears, not only can you move mountains metaphysically, you can move mountains actually. And so I give out love and heart to Mr. Joe Grobes. I want to thank you personally for coming across my path, with coming on to Conversations with Cleo and sharing what for many people is a very, very private and often painful journey. And Joe came on the show and just kind of opened himself up. And trust me, I was smoking hot at some of the things that he had to go through. And I talked about it for days on end because I just was beyond words that still, in 2013, I start to tremble now because I start to get vexed. But here's the deal. No reason to get vexed. And this is another lesson from Joe. Because Joe is healthy. A year and change later, he's living his life. He already understands that life is short. He is celebrating every moment. And then he has decided that only will he celebrate every moment, but he's going to spend that time also giving back, being there for other people who are going through similar things, other human beings, other human hearts that are going through similar things that Joe went through. So if you all want to support Joe Grobes, why don't you go ahead and visit him at ivowcureforcancer.com, or you can hit him up on Twitter at ivowcure4cancer. Please let him know that you got some love. Share your stories with him. If you know somebody that needs to reach out and talk to someone who actually can say, I understand where you're at. I understand what you're going through. I understand what you feel. And this is how I navigated it. And this is the kind of knowledge and heart that he can share and have for you. I mean, the man is absolutely amazing, you know. So that's if you hear some odd sounds in the background, that's my partner trying to sneak in the front door. What would you all do without all of the little mundane quirks and pops and cubes? She's grinning at me as I turn her around and look at her. If you hear something hit my head, it's her. She's been a real good sport through all of this. All right, my dears, I'm going to take one more pause for the cause. I'm not really sure what's happening with my voice. I'm not talking any more than usual. Well, I probably am. We got a few more things to get through here. And, well, not just a few more. We're having a good time. I hope you all aren't in a rush. I know I'm not, because I want to bring this ride full circle. So give me two and two, and we'll be right back. This is going out to the social media giant, Twitter.
As usual, I found myself in the evening time, sitting outside, gazing up at the stars. But I was thinking about how to write this next rhyme, because I really felt that in order to bring a fullness to this experience that is Full Moon Madness, that I would have to own up and give some respect to the social media giant known as Twitter. And there was a time when I mocked Twitter. There was a time when I mocked people who used Twitter, until I recognized that in my sageness I had missed a very important clue. You see, the tide had changed and there was a new model afoot, and this very social tool had become so much more. Certainly there are still people who cruise the vibration. I've actually received my own personal death threat, and I actually thought it was quite funny, and I just simply blocked the person and moved on. So it would have been so insensitive of me had I not talked about this very keen lesson that I learned. And so then I began to put together this piece in my head, and it still was not speaking to my soul, and it certainly was not worthy of this social media giant. And so then I sat and I sat and it occurred to me, 140 characters. And then I said, uh-oh, I'm going to write a haiku. And for those of you who may not know what that is, it is an ancient Japanese poetry format, vibration, tradition. And you are allowed 17 syllables. First line, 5 syllables. Second line, 7 syllables. Last line, 5 syllables. And it is supposed to be something that looks one way on the surface, but has a deeper meaning. How very, very apropos for that social media giant that taught me a very, very solid lesson and helped move my knowledge and my horizon into another place. So today, without further ado, this is my honor and my thank you to the social media giant known as Twitter. This is my blue haiku.
Bluebird tweets daily, free and wild without a cage, but he cannot fly. Just as I said in the track, I would be remiss if I didn't show some love and get a shout out to Twitter and the Twitterverse, you know, and a little bit later in the show as we get closer to stepping away and throwing up some confetti and blazing up a bowl, we're going to give some real special shout outs to some people who have taught me some great lessons on Twitter. Also want to give some love out to still one of our top 10 shows in this first season was our interview with Michael Carmack of Flygrip. If you want to visit him, go to www.flygrip.com. If you want to drop him a line, you can hit him up on @Flygrip. Hopefully, Michael and I will be working together later on this year on some fly grips that are specially designed for myself, Conversations with Cleo. This is indeed a man who is another individual of finance and industry. And many small businesses that he has created, he's been doing it since he was in college. very conscious of environment, very conscious of making his products here in the USA. And I was absolutely thrilled to make his acquaintance, and I'm sure Michael will be glad to hear. Still one of the top 10 shows in our first season. So if you're curious as to what we're talking about, go on back to that show. There's actually a picture of me holding the first prototype that was designed for me. I continue to get compliments and people saying, wow, where'd you get that? Wow, that's really cool. So we are really excited about moving in to this whole vibration. I am the kind of person who endorses a product that I use, and I have to be able to use it. And I use this product on a continuum, daily, always attached to my phone, and I am thrilled about it. Does it work? Yes, 100. You hear me, man? It works, 100. So there you have it. So these were all of the amazing people that came to visit. They came for a little time to chat and to join the conversation. So to all of you, I thank you so very, very much. And the conversation just began there. All of the things that we bring to you all, we hope to bring them with some longevity, with some excitement to become involved. Now, I want to kind of go over the top stories of this season. And I don't know if all of these will be the same ones that you all responded to, but I think the varying feedback, and I looked for interesting feedback from you all around different shows, and certainly the show, as we've talked about, Winona Hutter and Foodopoly, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, what you don't know and what they're doing when we are distracted. And we talked specifically about the Monsanto Protection Act, which essentially allows Monsanto, a GE and GMO company, to not ever be sued by any entity, individual, etc. They will be completely protected from any kind of civil litigation. Normally, the House and the Senate cannot agree on whether or not to have strawberry jelly or orange marmalade with toast in the cafeteria in the morning time. So I am always gobsmacked when they have the ability to vote on something. The House voted on it March 6th. The Senate voted on it and passed it on the 21st. And President Obama signed it on the 26th. That's 20 days. I didn't know that them sons of bitches could do anything in 20 days. But here's the lick. We need to recognize that absolutely they can. So when they want to, they do. When they don't want to, they fuck us. There you have it. For those of you who want to do a little more rabbit hole searching on that story, the revelations of the provision, which was buried in a 587-page spending bill, H.R. 933, DWA, Title 6, Section 735. Don't get it twisted, you all. Senator Tester, Democrat from Montana, is the only family farmer that is a member of the Senate, spoke out against this legislation. And Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat from the great state of Maryland, who is also the committee chair or the assistant committee chair for the Appropriations Committee, she allowed this amendment to move through. Her reasons for this are a bit on the lame side, but we have to make them accountable, my dears. We cannot allow this to continue to go on. We have to hold those people, such as Senator Mikulski, responsible for their participation when we send them to Washington. One of the stories that is mind-boggling to me this year, and I got to tell you, was the fact that the Pope quit his job. Wow. That is historical. And as I said, we are living in historical times. The Pope quit his job. That left me open to go down a rabbit hole. I am an ardent student of Nostradamus, and I study the quatrains continually, have been for almost 15 years now. And this one was like somebody took it from the quatrains and made it happen. The only thing was is that they decided not to move him where he was originally going to move. And I found that very interesting, only because of what some of the quatrains did speak about if the Pope were to leave the Vatican. So some very interesting things going on, in addition to those tribunals that were calling into question the Queen, the Pope, and the Prime Minister of Canada. And all of that got very, very quiet, but we will be going back down the rabbit hole, and I encourage you all to do the same. And yes, the question is, can the Pope really quit his job? Yes, he can, clearly. So you know how people used to say, you know, you ask something, honey, you want something to drink, and you want something to eat, and they used to say, yeah, is the Pope Catholic? I don't say that anymore, you know. When somebody asked me that, I said, cho, can the Pope quit his job? Because that's my new line. They gave me new fodder. Because, I mean, the Catholic Church is full of material, but boy, I don't even know what to do. So the Pope quit his job, and I got to tell you, it's one of those things that set some other things in motion, my dear. And we will be continuing to discuss the quatrains as it appears that they become more reality rather than just Nostradamus' prognostication, which also means prediction. One of the stories that has stayed near and dear to my heart for well over a year and change now, and actually really did propel me into looking at life much differently. Okay, well, I just got a text from my boss. I don't think I'll repeat it because he says, I'm about to shower and head out. Okay, well, you shower, boss. In that kind of heat, you'll be sweaty in no time at all. And so I hope everything comes out all right. I love you. Please, you all, just as he starts to leave the board and he steps away from the telephone, LeVan Collins, this young man is phenomenal. I am honored and I am so grateful to work with him on a continuum. He is beyond. You all often hear me appreciate him verbally on the air, and that's because he deserves every word of praise that I can find in my human vocabulary. So, boss, enjoy your vacation. Like I said, he's so dedicated. He's still here, and he doesn't even need to be, like I said, unless, of course, he's just trying to keep an eye on me, make sure I don't get into any trouble. Ironically enough, we are both taking a hiatus at the same time from the show. I'm not the only client that he has, but he certainly does make me feel a member of the entire LDC family, and for that, I appreciate you. But when LeVan and I first, made connection, it was in and around the murder of Trayvon Martin. And we met at a poetry event around Trayvon. And then we met again at an opening of a hookah bar. And we realized that very quickly we were going to be friends and that we possibly would be working together. So Trayvon's memory has done many things for many of us. And some of those things are not so feel good, and some of them absolutely are, because we still have the capacity to come together. The George Zimmerman trial will be beginning on June the 10th. And as I have promised, we will stay very close to what is happening. We are here locally in South Florida. We will stay on top of it and bring you our very real perspective about what will be going on around that trial. Civil unions and marriage. Wow, we are getting close. Not really sure when the Supreme Court is going to be handing down that decision. It's a little bit tough. I've had people say, clearly, Ms. Cleo, what do you think? And I think that it needs to be legal for married people to be gay. And as we watch the wave that is moving across this planet, in particular within this country, I certainly perceive and believe that that is a clear indication that things, they are changing. However, if they are changing, I continue to challenge all of my brethren in the LGBT community. Then if we are asking for change and the change is coming, then we need to work on being far more inclusive than being exclusive. We need to begin to get to a place where we realize that we are not different, that we love, we hurt, we bleed, we heal, we laugh, we cry, we celebrate, and we grow old. Done deal. There is no difference there. That will be the day when we all recognize that the differences are minutiae, and what we share is what we should be building on. We have to keep the heat turned up, my dears, on two very, very specific vibration dynamics paradigms out there, and that is stop and frisk in New York. We should not be celebrating in 10 more years the 20 millionth stop and frisk. We need to get behind the citizens of New York. We need to get behind the ACLU. We need to get behind these individuals. This needs to stop. They will not be able to scare our rights out of us, because that's what it is. They want to scare us. And so all of this taking away of our personal rights is just a way to frighten us. And what do I tell you? They're trying to scare you. They're lying. Also, my dears, we have to make sure we stay very, very aware of CISPA or anything that looks like CISPA. There were also previous SOPA and PIPA. So when it's got a P and an A, we need to make sure, because that last two words, Protection Act. If it says protection in it, we need to read it three times, put it under a microscope, put it on an altar, dance a dance, and then read it again, because we will be missing something most certainly. And of course, my shows that I did about past lifetimes, one of the shows was very organic. A woman called in. And for whatever reason, she was supposed to call in. She was supposed to talk. We spent a great deal of time on the show. I think many people thought that she was scheduled to call in, and she was not. She was simply someone who had seen the description of the show and wanted to call in. So if you are curious about lifetimes, then understand that just because you encounter someone a second time or perhaps a third time, that it's not going to all be warm and fuzzy. Sometimes there may be things to work through that didn't feel so good. So we have to start to look at all of these evidences of metaphysical vibration and other alternate universes and differently oriented spaces, three dimension, four dimension, fifth dimension, and recognize that, yes, while the planet did not come to an end, while the world as we know it, did not implode and fall off of its axis, many things have changed, because there is green foliage growing once again in Rapa Nui. And this is phenomenal. So there are things changing. Do we have anything to do with it? Ms. Cleo, do you believe in this, that, and the other? Certainly, Mother Earth, the planet herself, has her own mind, her own vibration, and she will do what she does. Do we help it? No, I don't think do we do. Do we make it worse? We make it worse for ourselves. We make it worse for the animals that we have domesticated, but can we make it worse for Mother Earth? No, my dear, she is not afraid of us. We are like a pimple on her ass. Trust that she is not afraid. So we do have to continue to understand that there is so much out of the box. There is so much that we don't know. And they're trying to make us comfortable with that, those revelations coming to the surface. And this is why there are so many things out there. But, you know, question, look, check with inside your heart. If it makes sense to you, I mean, and if it genuinely makes sense, if it's not fuckery, if it doesn't make sense, that doesn't mean it's not real. Just know that you will know. Don't rely on others to tell you so. Question it all. Question anything you hear on this show. You all know I encourage it. It is for us to have the knowledge. And then we are to move forward and teach one to another. Isn't that the way it's supposed to go? Isn't that the way it's supposed to move through? Before we take this next break, I do need to give some amazing shout-outs to the small businesses that we partnered with. And by that, I mean we supported them. They came on and gave us love. They retweet. They follow us on Facebook. They like us on Facebook. We're working together as a community to do what we can to get as many of our names, our businesses, our ilks, the things that we do, out to those in our community. Because I know, you all have heard me say it a million times, the only way that we come back on our own as a republic is that we do recognize that community is the way that we come back. No matter what your community looks like, this is the way we come back. We take back our economic power and we begin and we celebrate and we rebel in an economic evolution. So this is an economic evolution shout out to keep the good work up. To the following small businesses: Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, Mother Earth Cafe, Kilwin's Chocolate, Fly Grip, PS561 Food Truck, Ozo2 Dry Cleaners, Bednar Farms, JW Chocolate, Live Limo, White Apron Catering, Dr. Shao West Palm Beach Acupuncture, Paperless Kitchen, and Dog Pack Snacks. The majority of these businesses I have and I am or have been at some point in time a devout customer. I am a loyal customer. The customer service is straight on. The product is high in quality and it is consistent. And they're just overall really, really, really nice people. And so who says that nice people come in last? These people are good people, and they have been good to me over the years, and I know that based on the formula by which they live and they work, they will continue to be assets to their community and to all of the businesses around them. And that's the kind of thing that makes me feel good inside, because it's just interesting. We all can talk. Everybody can talk. But, you know, it's about those who can do. And so, again, with regard to small businesses, you all know my favorite food trucks out there. And I've already mentioned two of them, and I got to give it up one more time for Food Truck of the Year 2013, Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. Wow. I don't have any more words. I think I have used them all up during the season. I want to give some love out to the food truck invasion that happens out in the city of Wellington. Bravo, Wellington. That is an excellent event. And every time we go, I've taken more friends to the Wellington food truck invasion who have had a blast. And we are looking forward to coming back in the summertime and really having a wonderful evening and some wonderful food. So to all of my favorite food trucks out there, let's see, there is Best French Fry. Got to get back there and try me some more of that tiki masala sauce. And I want my yam fries in one of those designer cones. If y'all haven't been to Best French Fry, stop waiting. Go hit up my buddy Aaron at PS561. They're in a hot dog like it in town. And this is a really entrepreneurial young cat, he and his wife. And I wish them mad love and continued success. To my brethren and family from the LGBT community out there, to the Pallet Party Truck, keep it rocking, my dear. Nobody does beef better than you. So we are sending out mad love to you as well. We also want to send out crazy love to Big Mike's Barbecue Truck. Still to date, haven't had anything like that. It was a, Rastafari. It was a pulled barbecue turkey with baked beans, coleslaw. It looked just like a parfait. Oh my God, that was the best eating. I don't know how healthy it was. It wasn't bad for you, but it was sublime. Have not had anything like that all season. Got to figure out where it's at. Most of my wonderful food trucks, they are on Twitter as well as they are on Facebook. Hip Pops, the gelato on a stick, Wonderful, wonderful. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Bite Gastro Truck. Best burger truck out there, bar none. My choice, I don't care what nobody has to say. I'll fight about it. They put the food together proper. They have old-fashioned floats. They have birch beer, which is like a root beer, but birch soda. Very hard to find unless you go to a West Indie Star in some places, or if you go to like Whole Foods or something like that. They really care about the food. The burgers come out perfect. And the Boba Station, we don't get to see you much up here in the West Palm Beach area, but definitely a continued favorite of my partner. So, I mean, as I sit here and I just extend my heart out to so many of you out there, and for the ones that I didn't mention, you know, I will break it down every time I go out to a food truck event. Personally, myself, trying to figure out a way to bring some food trucks together for one of my fundraisers this year. Because again, wow, they really are small businesses. They work harder than the average restaurant because you got to do all of that prep. You got to do all of that and then put it on the road. You understand? And some of them go to two places a day. And while that may not sound like much to you, I know what it entails, and that's a whole lot of work. So again, you all keep it rolling, keep the evolutionary movement of the food truck vibration, you understand, alive and well. Don't let anybody tell us that it's slowed down. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Also need to give out some love to the Royal Wing Truck. Go check that out. Newest thing in chicken wings. There are a few things that are out there, but there are still new vibrations for people to get into. So don't give up the ghost just yet. If you feel like you have something to share out there and you can put it on wheels and bring it to the people, then by all means, stay inspired. Don't let anyone at any point in time take that from you all right? Stay up on it and stay happy and stay inspired continually. All right, my dears, we are going to take one more quick pause for the cause. I'm going to drink a little water, and then we will be right back. I'm trying to think, what should I put on for my dear friends? All right, let's do some, you know what? Let's go ahead and do the one that everybody loves so much. I get the request for it often enough, and here we go. At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals. That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if, when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly. And then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? All right, well, this is this part of the show where I get a chance to send out some Twitterverse love. Austin Riva out there, my darling, at Austin Riva, I see at No Baby Doll. Well, you'll hear my big mouth soon enough again at the beginning of season two, but I will still be tweeting from wherever I'm at. Gonna have a little bit more time to do that, and then we'll keep it rolling. Much love out to my brethren at The Real Haitian All-Stars, Hard Hitting Harry, DJ Shot, and to my dear, dear Nitrosit. I appreciate you all so much. They kind of started off the year for me. I went and visited them, and we're going to see second season. We're going to get them to come visit us. What do y'all think? Good people. Also had an opportunity to visit on Poetic Designs with Black District. Let me tell you something. And at Poetic Designs on PD Radio. It's a wicked show, man. I'm going to be tuning in since I'm going to be off. I have some leisure time coming to me. What there is. It's going to be some good stuff. Also, always to Daniel J., my dear, dear one. So sorry I missed you. So much going on this year. And so many kind of hiccups as we just move through the journey. But Daniel has always been very, very supportive from Jump Street. Also a family member with, as far as LDC management, family there. So much love also to Jada Blaze, always giving up love. And to Mr. Corey Pfister, who is family member on the LGBTN. So always tuning in. Always love you for the heart. And by the way, I'm telling you, the Bite Gastro Truck and Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, if you're going to be going, those are the trucks to hit up, my friend. I'm telling you, you will not. Well, you might cost me later if, you know, if the waistline gets a little bit out of control. But since they only come up there once a month, you should be able to handle it. Also, I mean, and he's got a great picture. And thank you, darling, for the love. Also, from the Pride of the Treasure Coast, thank you so much. And to my partners in community and to my partners for getting the word out there, I got to give some love out continually every day, every hour to In South Florida. We are on the same page and we are committed to getting the word out there for local businesses in South Florida. So they're always Johnny on the spot, backing me up in the Twitterverse, and I appreciate you, and I do not ever take your energy, your time, or your input lightly. It has been such a joy, and we are going to continue to do some amazing things as we continue to bring community back to the forefront. To At A Band of Wives, at Darlene Navarre, so many wonderful people that have been there. To my sound engineer at Insane Sounds, Mark amazing to T-Walk, Mr. Make You Like It Right Now. Ooh, got it on the first time out. For just amazing production and for always for the love that he gives me on Twitterverse. To Soul Sister 101, you're always giving so much heart, and I saw your review. I think that was yours. Thank you so much. To my Lady G out there, much love, much props. Some folks, I mean, you know, you all have been so there on so much. The heart, it's always there. And you know, as we get to the, and I promise I am not going to cry. And I've done enough crying this year on this season as well. Not that anybody ever judged me for it. So I definitely thank all of you for your kindness, your heart, your positive words through so much of what was going on for me. Just a quick update. I had a conversation, actually, I read for a dear, dear friend of my sister-in-law's yesterday, who is still trying to process the hurt, the loss. She didn't know my brother as well as she knew my sister-in-law because they had been friends for many, many, many years. But she came to know my brother. And, you know, it is difficult to say goodbye when someone moves away because you're not sure. And depending on what age you are, you know, if you have the power to go and visit at will, then you're fine. But if you don't, you're kind of just subject to what's going on around you. So I was just kind of talking to her, and really the lesson, as I said, that we continue to come away with is that life is short. So you need to live it right now. You need to embrace it right now. You need to tell the people that you love them right now. You know, there are just so many people that come into our path as we are journeymen moving through. And you get an opportunity to have some really special people in your life. I know that as I take this little period of downtime, I'm going to spend a little more time talking to both my brother and my sister-in-law, and I might give myself a little break to probably do some uninterrupted crying just to let the energy go, just to release it. I'm not sad. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing love story. And they are still teaching me from beyond, which I think is pretty cool. I would be remiss if I didn't give love and heart to some of the other factions out there and in the Twitterverse, at CD Baby and online, distributing iTunes, all of these entities that have real people that make things happen. And so I may not know the names of these real people, but I do know that they assist me directly or indirectly in my journey. Also to Kevin Flack up there in Canada. Much love for all of the love and all of the shout outs that you gave me during the first season. I hope all is well. I hope everybody is healthy with your family. I guess at this point there's just a, you know, just a couple of more people on a real personal level to thank, and probably first comes to mind is my partner. Gotta tell you, if you have to live day in day out with somebody like me, it's not an easy task. And while we by no stretch of the imagination are a perfect couple, we are far from it, but we are really very, very good friends, and that's something that I celebrate, and I appreciate her, and no matter what goes down, I've always got her back. And of course, to my darling, darling Cece, my cafe con leche, my canine family member. That little dog restructured my world a little bit over a year ago, and I could not be more grateful. She is patient to watch me deal with me as I come to you all on the radio. At that point, and one last one to my sister-in-law Deb, to my brother Terry, and to my Dundun, I thank you for every bit of help that you brought me this year, this season on Full Moon Madness on Conversations with Cleo, and to the balance of my spirit and my Orishas, enough respect and much love. And to all of you, my dears, thank you again. And we'll see you back at the beginning of the second season, and that will happen in the second week in June. Peace. Have a great holiday and a great beginning of summer. Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.